Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome here to our alumni feature. And I am with 1964 graduate Jerry Nurl. And Jerry, just talk a little bit about when you played back, because we obviously you're one, no offense to you, but one of the older ones that we've interviewed. And talk about what it was like back in the 60s playing football.
Well, back in the 60s, it was a nice time to be playing football. Of course, we didn't have the numbers of the kids that are coming out today. Our teams probably had 30 to 40 people on it. Probably our largest kid was, 210 pounds, and it was a different air. It wasn't as fast-paced as today, and I don't think we were as knowledgeable as the kids are today about football.
Were all the schools pretty much in that same boat, as many not having as many kids?
Yeah, I think pretty much so. Probably back then, the largest school we played on a regular basis, I think, was probably Princeton. But then we played some smaller schools. Taylor was always in our league. Most of it, I'd say they ran probably between 30 and 40 kids on the team.
You said Taylor was in the league. What was the name of the conference back then?
I think it was just called Hamilton County Conference back then. But to be honest with you, I don't even remember.
And talk a little bit about when you played, maybe some guys that you played with that stuck out in your mind, or anybody that you played against maybe.
Well, the players that I remember that are on the team, I don't remember too many that we played against really, but Jim Dorna was our quarterback. He went on to play up at OU. I don't think he played quarterback there. He graduated a year ahead of me in 63. We had some good guys, early 60s. Jerry Daugherty was the quarterback, and he went on to play at Northwestern and coached for several years at Reading High School. Bob Wilhoit, who's still in the district, he was our field goal kicker and running back then. But back then, our guys, probably our middle linebacker was 150 pounds, but they were mean. They gave everything, so it was a good time.
And back then, I would imagine it was a lot more run oriented than it was pass oriented back then. Is that true?
Well, somewhat. My junior or senior year, I can't remember which one, but Joe Miller, who was our coach back then, went to a single wing type offense where the quarterback was actually under the side saddle, under the quarterback, so it could go either to the quarterback or it could go through his legs back to a tailback running the ball. So that was probably my junior, senior year type of offense that we had back then.
And now, with the you're associated with the program, we see a lot around here. And how neat is it to see the program develop to where it was? I know back in the early, 70s, late 80s, it was pretty dismal. And right now, it's to where everybody's pretty much proud of the program.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can remember. I've lived in the district just about all my life, and my son went through Anderson and my daughter both, and we used to come to the football games back in the 70s and early 80s, and there was nobody here, probably 100, 200 people in the stands, and when Coach Seriano came and started changing the thing around, it was just, I feel it just affected not only the school, but the whole neighborhood. And I think, the pride in the system and the pride in the program, it couldn't be any better.
John and I and Jeff and everyone else is associated with the Alumni Association appreciate you, because we're trying to get back to some of the guys that played before that I even remember. And so it's neat that you're trying to be a part of this program, and hopefully we continue to grow this Alumni Association. I think it's very important.
Well, I do too, I hope it takes off, and I think it's just going to take a little bit of time. There's a lot of guys back in the 60s that played, with me and after me that still get together on a regular basis, so I think there's a core group that we can probably grow it and just, keep going with it. I think it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, and hopefully we can pull out some, eventually get some golf outings, get some other things, and do like some of the stags that they do at some of the other schools.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to really have some support for the program, because especially today's budget situation, I think things are going to get a whole lot tighter for everybody. It'd be nice if we did have a group that we could help out on different programs.
And one last question, you know, you and I follow the program pretty well, and you know, this year's team, they're dropping down to Division II, and I know a lot of people are pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize the difference until a couple years ago when they went to state in Division II and won the title. The difference in what that really means as far as the competition that you're playing year after year. And although Anderson always played, you know, Division II and Division III teams, Division I teams, when it came to playoffs, you always had to play the really big boys. And you were really at a disadvantage, even though we had a quality program. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think they'll hopefully come around again this year and be competitive and go on to state again.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time, and I'm sure I'll see you around. And so for Dan Albers, this is Jerry Norr joining us, on the alumni feature. We'll be back right after this.